You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is a presentation of the Afro Existential Podcast. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Previously on Dead Weight, a journey in Afro-existentialism. Georgina's sister Helen came out to the hood to borrow a priceless family heirloom for her daughter's wedding day. Georgina came out and told Helen she had hawked the family jewels for her son's college fees. And in a very emotional scene, Oliver came out of the closet as a proud, trans-affluent man and encouraged his mother to do the same. And now you're all caught up for episode number 3.
First thing out of Helen's big mouth was a crack. I'm not gonna be eating any of that contaminated cake.
How was that a crack?
I've never been healthier in my life.
Weren't you pretending to be sick?
Not from Zika, Oliver. So I just generally look like I'm on death's door waiting to get in? Is that what you two think? Then she kept saying I was making a box cake.
How was that a crack?
Insinuating I can't make a real cake from scratch. You just had to be there. Tone is everything. I know tone. I taught her tone.
I thought it was more of a hobby.
You weren't there when she made that crack. You were on the damn elevator when I told you to take the damn stairs.
You know, she always thought she was better than every damn body. Always.
You know, she was my understudy, and then I got Well, she was just at the right place at the right time.
What's in the...
Huh? Oh, how would it look, Daddy choking to death at work on food from home if the food isn't there but still at home? Nobody asked her how much their car cost. Who cares?
I asked her, remember? Speaking of cars, if I'm putting him in my van, you'll need to drive his car and then...
I already have them here. See? Devil is in the little details, Oliver. That's how they get caught.
Who?
Those stupid women on Snap. Whew, this elevator is so slow.
I know, but no one uses the service elevator this time of night, so it's better if we take him down this elevator.
Never mind. Here it comes.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Look who forgot to take their medication again. Is he talking to someone on an old rotary phone? That's not connected.
Well, I was just saying, you must be very selective about the reality that you choose. Cognitive dissonance is a ghastly sedative. Yes, it works, but the side effects are just ghastly. Come in. I'm on the phone with the people from Fox News. They have me on hold. Pardon me, they're back. Yes, I'm still here. Where else would I be? What I was trying to say is, when people are in unreasonable situations, their mind creates reasonable illusions. But it's not real, you see. No. It's... Hello.
Well, I lost them. But the truth be told, they were lost when I found them. You two look so familiar. Have we met? We must, because I've been here since the beginning of time, it seems. Do we run in the same social loop?
We see you every day.
Every day? You see me? Well, I guess I do get around. Please forgive me. I fear I have a ghastly hangover from the night before. You know, the people of South Croatia have an ancient saying. They say, Tigo vino crown le royale kuladen.
What the hell does that mean?
Simply, he who dines on Crown Royale for dinner has Kool-Aiden for breakfast. In other words, we all have to pay for the price for whatever we did the night before.
Don't engage with crazy.
Oh. I engage with all sorts, my dear. Race, religion, political affiliation, age, income, sexuality. It doesn't matter to me. Now, I do gossip, but I am not here to judge. Although, just betwixt you and me, I find in the end they're all just clowns with no makeup. But in the end, aren't we all just clowns with no makeup?
No! Is this your floor? Are you getting off today?
Oh, no, this is not my floor. We still have a few to go. This elevator is so slow, it's simply ghastly. And I can't be late to our affair. Everyone who's anyone will be there. And I don't want to get on her bad side. Now, I would never say it myself. But everyone else says she can be quite the bitch.
Who's a bitch?
Lady Karma. Well, that's what they say.
You're right. Everyone does say that.
I've seen her be perfectly vengeful in the most ghastly way for those who weren't, of course. But I'm not here to judge. That is not my job.
Oliver, push the close button.
Oh, be very careful which buttons you push, my dear. It never works the way you want it to.
Seems to be working now.
So it is. But still, I wouldn't count on him too much if I were you.
You're not him. Ollie, do you have your cell phone?
Always.
A cell phone? I'm afraid there are no cell phones in hell. You see, that's why I carry a landline. See?
That's an old rotary phone.
How astute. You know what they say, everything old is new.
What's that long cord connected to?
This cord? It's connected to the cloud. Everything is in the cloud nowadays. Even our heads. Well, oh, this is my floor. Well, it's been delightful. Until we meet again. And I'm sure it is. Until we meet again, and I'm sure we will. Until we meet again, and I'm sure we will.
Hello.
Oh, who was I talking about? Oh, yes. He died when he was digging that grave for that man. So I hope he dug too. I said, I hope he dug too. Two graves. No, not two slaves. Who digs slaves anymore? I hope he dug two graves. One for that man, and one for...
Hello. Hello.
The reality you choose.
that accent. I heard he was from Compton.
No cell phones in hell? God, that would be hell.
Oof, would be heaven to me. Maybe it would force people to send postcards again.
What would the postcards say? Wish you were here?
Ugh! He pushed every button! Great. Now we're gonna stop at every floor. Okay, no worries. Anyone ask, we are just moving furniture to your van. It's the things we fret about the most that rarely end up happening. You know, I was so worried about getting my cake to church.
I know, but do you think that people can change?
I said no. Not at all. I've come to that conclusion. We are whoever we were on our first day of kindergarten.
I stole the milk money from my teacher's desk.
That wasn't the first day.
I think I'm having second thoughts about doing this.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
I feel like I'm drowning in a sea of sadness.
A sea of what? What I see is that this was all your idea. I said, call the coroner, call the coroner, call the coroner.
Then you should have called the coroner. You have free will, Mother, don't you? Don't we all have it?
No, we don't all have it. Because free will is not free, Oliver. It costs, Oliver. As a matter of fact, it's very expensive, Oliver. And sometimes, even if you can't afford it, Oliver, you can't have it.
Mother, he's dead. I think I'm just realizing he's dead.
Who?
Daddy.
Really? When did that happen?
We put him in the trunk. Oh, you're being sarcastic. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't keep doing wrong and expect something right to happen, right? That's a sign of insanity. Let's just go back up, call the coroner, and call it a night. We can plan our staycation.
Staycation? Oh, yes. Bye. What was I thinking? Your father could never finish anything. He couldn't even finish chewing the food he started. The idiot choked on that. Why should I expect you to be able to finish anything either? Why should I expect anything from you?
I guess you can't. I have to get off.
Leave! You've got free will. Leave! You didn't have to run all the way down and get back on the elevator with me. I know how you hate running. Oh, and did I tell you about how she said, you could be a slumlord. I'm trying to help you, Georgina. We don't need that kind of help. I can do bad all by myself.
Why would you want to do bad at all?
I don't care if she talks about me, but don't dare talk about my child.
What did she say about me?
I'm not going to even repeat it. Just that you were a bad thief.
Which is probably why I went to jail for stealing.
I said you were working on your writing, and she said, write what? Bad checks?
She's funny.
As funny as a cry for help.
You know, the first time I was in jail, she came to see me. She said she'd never do it again.
See how she is? See?
But she still gave you money for my account.
I told you that.
No, you didn't. How much?
Oh, it was nothing. I mean, you can only put a few dollars on it.
It would have meant something to me. That place was hell, and when you're in hell, you think everyone is forgotten. She didn't. Daddy didn't tell you the reason he was kicking me out tonight, did he?
I told him I didn't want to know.
Maybe you should know.
What I know is you need to stop writing bad checks. Clearly, you're not good at it. Not that you should be good at it. But like my mother would tell me, at least do something wrong right.
You're right. I'm not good at it. Daddy found out that I'm better at photography.
Now it's photography? Well, you are very creative.
Still photography. Very still.
Did you feel that? Well, why can't you be a photographer now?
Did you ever love him?
Who, Daddy? Yes, of course I loved him.
You say that, but...
What? Just because he's stuffed in a trunk, you think I didn't love your father? Well, geez Louise. Of course I loved him, and he loved me.
Really?
Yes, really. Maybe not the way I needed to be loved. But what do you do then? You're stuck. You took a vow to God, and you say for better or worse. You don't say for 70% better and 30% worse. But if it goes the other way, peace out. You're getting love confused with like. And trust me, love is different from like. Did I always like him?
Did you?
Hell no! I mean, how could I? How could anyone always like somebody? Sometimes, though, I think, would I have liked him more if he made more money? Or more out of himself? Or, no, just more money. I definitely think I wouldn't have minded not liking him as much. But I always loved him, Oliver. The best I could. I guess I never have been an overachiever in that area. What is that? Oh, shit!
No.
Oh, no! Oh, my God! An earthquake!
We have to get up here quick! Oh. That felt like a 5 or a 6.
Push the emergency button! Oh! Thank God! Wait, don't push that. Don't push that emergency button. What if someone comes to rescue us and...
That's the general idea.
We have Daddy in the trunk. That could look bad for us. Don't you think? Oh, how would they know he's in the trunk? Think it through, Georgina. You got this. Come on, think. Think.
I knew we should have gone back up. I should have just gotten off, left her on. I knew it.
Wait. Wait. We don't know what is on the other side. Give me a minute.
We don't have a minute. It's not the earthquake that kills the most people. It's the aftershock.
How do they really know that?
By counting the dead bodies after they happen.
Dead because of the earthquake. That's it. If plan A doesn't work, just remember there are 25 other letters in the alphabet. Help me take him out. Come on.
Do what? You have really lost it.
He died on the elevator during the earthquake.
What? Why?
I'm telling you, it's God's mulligan. The mulligans get a mulligan.
Hello, this is Helen, and it's a
her
great
that
day
stupid
to
message.
Be alive.
Who wants to keep hearing
the message?
Oh, Helen, it's Georgina. The earthquake has the three of us stuck in the elevator at our apartment. Send help if you can. Something is wrong with Brady, I think. Did I sound distressed?
Aren't you?
It was an earthquake, Oliver, not the end of the world. Oh, no! Oh, here we go again! Oh, God!
Mama.
Oh, wait! Oh, baby! Mother. Oh, Jesus! Oh, God, no! Don't kill us! Oh, Lord! Let us kill us!
What about me?
Don't I deserve something more than
although
nothing?
Although just...
What about me?
They're all just clowns with no makeup. They were lost
speaking
when I
dying.
Found them.
We're trans.
Do we run in the same social...
You get what you can get away with getting.
You must be very selective about the reality that you...
Don't see. I deserve something more than nothing?
I'm afraid there are
what
no
about me?
Speaking of dying...
Oh, be very careful which buttons you push.
Cognitive dissonance.
It never works
until
the way you want it. We all have to pay for the price for whatever we did in the night
before.
Until we meet again. And I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure we will.
Oh,
Georgina? What the? Where the hell are we?
Brady?
Did she just say Brady? Well, to quote one of the greatest poets of all time, don't call it a comeback. But I hope you will, for episode number 4 of Dead Weight, A Journey in Afro-Existentialism.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.